with the mouth, confession is made unto healing. Now, this is the one I go to sleep by. Jairus' daughter. And so at night, I just close my eyes and I'm in the boat. And I'm standing there. And I say, there's Jairus. Oh, and he's fallen at the master's feet. Mark 5:22. A miracle. This is a miracle chapter here. The madman of Gadara. And this is wonderful in the life of Jesus, how easy it is to receive from him and through him. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil. And he had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. So he said, you go preach what that the God has had compassion on you. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis. So you have to know that the master had a seamless garment. That seamless garment had to be woven by someone. So if you're going to tell me that this was a poor man just going about, somebody got the lucky ticket and got healed. No. So you have to look to the Lord and work these things in your heart and imagination and pray in the Spirit. So amen. So they came by the ship into the other side. Much people gathered to him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there come one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him. And much people followed him and thronged him. A certain woman, when we get to heaven, I want to know her name. What's your name, sister? I've preached about you for 58 years. And Brother Hagin before me. A certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years. Now, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. W-H-O-L-E. What is wholeness? Wholeness. You're made whole. So what do you, as a spiritual detective, what do you detect from that? She was made whole. Whatever enterprise she was in, it doesn't mention her husband. So I'm to expect she's probably a widow. But it was a certain woman, not a parable. She heard of the... There was no new covenant then. They were writing it.
Come on.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were writing it. This is recorded. Matthew recorded this. He was right there, just taking it all down. I don't care where you are. I don't care what part of the world you're in. It's the same Jesus. If you read over there in the book of Acts, when Jesus was lifted out, glory to God, and it was headed up, and the angel said, you men of Israel, While I look you up, this same Jesus will return again. This same Jesus is sitting at the right hand of majesty on high. This same Jesus resides on the inside of us. This same Jesus has made us and caused us to be new creatures in Christ. This same Jesus has taken authority over our lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mark, I want you to come up here. I want you to make your way up here right now. That'll do right there. Thank you, Father. In Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, those words there, it has a double translation in the book of Hebrews. He bore our sicknesses and carried our pains. It also says he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. In the name of Jesus. Watch your glasses, please. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Put your hands on the back of the seats there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah. John, let me know.
Pray for you too. I've had all the things you have right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You carried our griefs.
Yes.
Carried our griefs. The scripture says, grieve not. The great apostle Paul wrote it to his spiritual son Timothy. And he said, King James says, sorrow not. No, it's grieve not. Yes. Grieve not. For we're not a people without hope.
Yes.
But we have a promise for the sure and resurrection of the Lord, his sure return. And the apostle Paul was totally convinced that Jesus was coming in his lifetime. Well, my mother was totally convinced he's coming in her lifetime. She'd say, Jesus, he's coming this year, Kenneth. I said, Mama, you said that last year. She said, I know it, but he's coming this year. She kept me aware of it all my little life and all my grown life. And I watched her go down and down and down. And I was driving down the freeway and suddenly it hit me. Fly, little bird, fly. And it was gone. Praise God. But those things must need to be dealt with. Grief is a terrible thing.
Yes, sir.
I've watched it in the lives of a lot of people. Anyway. Let's go back to the book. And Jesus, knowing him, that the power had come out, told him all the truth. Daughter, your faith has made you whole. And while he spoke, there come the ruler of the synagogue, the death messenger came and said, your daughter's dead. Why trouble the master any further? Soon as Jesus heard the word that had been spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And he came to the ruler of the synagogue, see the tumult, and when he wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said, why make you this weep? Your daughter's not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. In other words, they just made fun of him and ridiculed him. But when he had put them all out, he had to get those people out of there. Peter, James, and John. He only let Peter, James, and John, though two brothers, he called them the sons of thunder. But John was the apostle of love, huh? And Peter. Who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are blessed, Simon Bar-Jonah. You are blessed. and you are called Peter. Changed his name right there. Praise God. So, I won't go into that anymore. I want you to notice this. He took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted. Damsel, what? I say unto you, arise. And straightway, immediately, the damsel arose and walked. For she was the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it. And commanded that she be given something to eat. He had a plan. And he still has a plan. He has a plan for your life and mine. Before the foundation of the world. Glory be to God forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Now, praise God. Luke 13. He's in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Is he going to do it? Is he going to break the Sabbath? Who does he think he is? Thank you, Jesus. There were present at that season came and told him of the Galileans, the blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifice. And Jesus said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. Except repent that you all likewise perish. On these, or these 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell, that they think they were sinners above all, dwelt in Jerusalem. I tell you, no. But except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And he said also a parable unto them. A certain man had a fig tree. And now, let's just continue to go here. We'll go down through all this whole thing. 13:10. As he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And then he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And he said, There are 6 days which men ought to work in them. Therefore come and be healed not on the Sabbath. Well, now where was he all of 13 years? He was keeping the Sabbath and watch her rolled up like a ball.
That's right.
You hypocrite. Does each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead them to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, say it, being a daughter of Abraham. Now, let's go back in our minds to the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. And El Shaddai, the Almighty God, appeared to Abram and said, As for me, my covenant between me and thee, is your name will no longer be called Abram, but Abraham. The H. Hashem. The H. Yud-He. Vav-He. The name above every name that's named. El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough. More than enough. Actually referring to a woman or a nurse. To a woman's breast. And a woman nursing a baby. And it was strange to me. Of course, when John and Kelly were born, I was there. And I just cried like a baby because she was hurting so bad. And when Terry was born, I was in the Army. And I wasn't there. And I got home some later than that. But then I realized she was Mama Shaddai. She was their food. She was with them all the time. And she could understand what they said a long time before I did. Because she was with them all the time. During the nighttime. And it would wake me up and I didn't care. But that's the life of a mother. That is the life of El Shaddai. He's our mother. He's our nurse. He's more than enough that we are. Everything we need, He is our supply. He is our all in all. And the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on us. He'll make alive our mortal bodies. Say it. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me. He makes alive my mortal body. That same Spirit was there on the day of creation. I see it. When Elohim said, light be. And the Spirit was moving on the face of the deep. 24 hours later, over 16 billion miles of universe. Light. 186,000 miles a second. And that same Spirit lives within me today. He's the one. Jerry Savelle, my preaching buddy for over 50 years, is among the great cloud of witnesses today because the man lived by faith all of his adult life and slipped over into glory. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And my other, just bountiful friend, I called Mylon Lefevre. I found out who he was because Gloria said, there's a young man back there reading Christ the Healer. Maybe we need to know who he is. Well, make a long story short, I met him and laid my hands on his heart and spoke to it. And he said, people prayed for my heart, but nobody ever spoke to it. Where do you live? I said, Fort Worth. He said, I'm moving there. So he became a member of EMIC. Yeah, wow. Well, he did a lot of traveling and so forth. Now, I'm talking about the Spirit of God. So I had him on my heart, and I called him. And of course, Kristen, now, this is the only one, when I married Kristen Mylon, she requested that Gloria and I ordain her because she's going to be preaching with her husband. So we did. Now, I'm talking about the Spirit of God and His sweetness and His goodness. So I called. He answered the phone and Christy was there. And now, Mylon gave me a very, very nice car believing God for his healing. And, you know, it's a car that there's no way I would have ever gone and bought one of them. And so I just had him on my heart and I called him. Yeah, he said, and I said, how are things going? Good. And I said, Mylon, you remember your song Without Him? Yeah, yeah. And the time you and I did it on video. And I said, Mylon, I almost forgot the words. He said, I almost forgot them too. He said, that's the first song I ever wrote. And he said, Elvis recorded it and made me some money. And that's how I got started. Without him. Anyway. And I'm talking about the Spirit of God here now. And we talked and talked and laughed and laughed. Oh, 45, 50 minutes. And just went on of one another. I said, I'll tell you right now, there's two cars somebody's going to inherit from me. He said, what? I said, that car you gave me and the Corvette my wife gave me. And he lied. I always wanted a Corvette. And so, you know, and Jerry went on about it. And why I had driven them and never did have one. And so Gloria Jean bought me one. Oh, yeah. And he laughed. We talked 45 minutes. And about 10 or 15 minutes later, Christy called me. She said, Brother Copeland, it's amazing that you called at this time. Well, the last thing I said, Mylon, you're healed. He said, yes, I am. She said, Mylon always said he would die in his own bed, not somewhere else on the road. And she said, just before you called, he said, Christy, put me to bed right now. So she said, I put him to bed. And she said, about 5 minutes later, you called. And she said, he looked up at me and said, Christy, I'm healed, and closed his eyes. Spirit of the living God had a plan.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
This is Shirley from New Jersey. She said she was diagnosed with cancer and she had a lot of pain. She said she could barely walk. But when she came in here, when you prayed, she felt the fire of God come on her.
You came in there with that walker this morning.
My walker is back there.
And
I could barely walk. My right leg was just hurting me.
And right now, how do you feel?
I feel better. I came up here without the walker. I could barely make it when I walked in.
Brother Copeland, this is Mark from New York. And when he came in here, he was having problems choking and with his throat. And he said that's gone after you prayed for him, and now he's completely free.
In the last 3 years, Miss Agnes has had 6 strokes, and today she is walking that like she could not do before, and she's walking faster. She's able to stand here, and with every step, she's getting stronger and stronger and stronger.
I sat here today. God totally healed me. The pain is absolutely 1,000% gone, and I know it was Jesus Christ.
He had 2 broken hips. This is John from
Jersey.
This one was reconstructed, and this was a brand new hip. And so it was really hard for me to bend and move and bounce around.
Right now, how do you feel?
I feel great. I feel like dancing. Come on.
Awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah.
There's a medicine with no side effects, no limit, and no cost. Just life-giving power. In God's prescription for divine health, Gloria Copeland reveals the supernatural cure that never fails, the Word of God. More than just comforting words, His Word is alive. It's medicine for your body, strength for your spirit, and healing for your life. Whether you're standing in faith for your healing, maintaining what you've received, or simply determined to walk in divine health every day, learn from Gloria Copeland how God's prescription works. It's not just about knowing the word. It's about giving it your full attention and believing it with all of your heart. Take it daily. Believe and act on it. Then watch the seed of His word grow and bear fruit in your life and health. God's prescription for divine health is not just a way of life. It is life. God's prescription for divine health, the book by Gloria Copeland, is available now as a free download on our website, kcm.org/TV special. Learn from Gloria Copeland as she proves by the Word of God and confirms by her personal experience that God's supernatural medicine exists. Follow God's prescription to receive your healing and help maintain your divine health. This offer is good for 60 days. Be sure to download your free digital copy today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. This week on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, we've been focusing on receiving the divine health Jesus provided for us. For the born-again believer, God is the source and supply for everything we need. Whether it's finances in your bank account, peace in your life, or healing for your body, God has an abundant supply ready just for you. The book, God's Prescription for Divine Health by Gloria Copeland, will show you God's plan for receiving His healing power in your life. Everything God has promised you in His Word is received with your faith. In her book, Mrs. Gloria takes you to the scriptures that prove healing is God's will for you. Learn that faith to receive healing comes from keeping God's promises in your eyes as well as your ears. Let the truth of God's word about your health become more real to you than the symptoms in your body. Then release the faith in your heart by speaking in agreement with God's word, and His healing power will produce the divine health He wants you to enjoy. God's Prescription for Divine Health is available on our website as a digital download. And to get your free copy, go to kcm.org. Now, before we go, I want to remind you that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to hear your testimony. If the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast has blessed you and helped bring victory in your life, please send your BVOV testimony to kcm.org/BVOV story. We want to hear about it and rejoice in the goodness of God with you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.